time is not on the administration's side as it pushes for Congress to pass into law that $3.1 billion IT modernization fund that the administration has requested. Federal CIO Tony Scott thinks there's bipartisan support for the fund. Republican lawmakers say they're warming up to the idea, but they're not completely on board, and they may have other ideas for modernizing federal technology. We get more now from Federal News Radio's Nicola Grisco.
The administration says it's optimistic that Congress will pass the $3.1 billion IT modernization fund later this year. Tony Scott is the federal chief information officer.
It's not law yet, so we're hoping that it will be. And I'll have to say there's, at this point, good bipartisan support.
Madison Smith is a legislative assistant for House Oversight and Government Reform IT Subcommittee Chairman Will Hurd. And when asked to rate the likelihood of whether the fund would pass Congress this year, Smith says,
I'll give it about a five. I think, and I only say that because there's other proposals being internally discussed and evaluated right now. You're right, the House and the Senate did not include it in any of their appropriations bills. And that doesn't mean that it's dead, but there's certainly other ideas floating around out there and other ways that this can be gotten at. So I don't want to say the ITMF is not necessary and that it's not needed. We certainly think that modernization is, but there's other ideas out there.
Dave Powner is the director of IT management issues at the Government Accountability Office. He says,
I think five's pretty accurate. I really do.
House Minority Whip Steny Hoyer sponsored the IT Modernization Act. The bill would essentially create the fund that the administration has been pulling for. It has 20 co-sponsors now. Most are Democrats. It has one Republican co-sponsor. That's California Congressman Daryl Issa. The Office of Management and Budget made its case for the IT fund at a hearing before the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee back in May. Afterward, Committee Chairman Jason Chaffetz said he was warming up to the idea, but wasn't fully on board yet. He says he had concerns about the savings and whether agencies would actually be able to pay them back. OMB wants agencies to start developing their business cases for when they apply to be part of the fund. Tony Scott.
And the idea of the ITMF is a centralized fund that gets funded one time by Congress, sets up a loan pool, if you will, $3.1 billion. Agencies getting together with a better idea about how to do things can apply to this fund, in effect, get a loan to go do good work. But they have to make a business case about why it's good and how they're going to pay the fund back. And then if they're successful, they'll get incremental funding to do the project. We're not going to just give them the money like what could happen today in the federal government. I call that the set it and forget it model. I don't like that either. I like accountability all along the way. So if you get money from the fund, you'll have to, you know, prove that you're doing the right thing. And when it goes live, you'll have to pay the fund back, mostly, in I think in most cases, through savings that you're actually going to get, because the new stuff's just a lot easier and a lot cheaper to run. And then the fund will be used for the next set of projects, so that $3 billion can address $10, $12, $15 billion of projects over time.
Smith says Hurd's office wants better answers from OMB as to how it will give each agency funding from the IT fund and how it will hold them accountable to pay back the money that they borrow.
I mean, look, Congress's ultimate authority is the purse strings. And I think you're seeing that right now with unanswered questions on the $3.1 billion. There's a reticence to go forward with that discretionary funding when you're not sure where the money's going to be spent or how it's going to be recovered. So while Congress is warming to the idea, I think that there needs to be a more clear explanation of how this money is going to be doled out, how it's going to be spent, and what oversight triggers there will be to pay it back. I think, as my boss always says, one area that Congress often fails is on its oversight function, and that's one way that we can improve, and I think this is the purse strings are the way to do that.
Scott insists agencies will be required to pay back the fund.
Now, to do it in the government, we got to have the commitment of the appropriators and the budget people and OMB and so on to say, no, this is serious, you do actually have to pay this back. And there are some precedents for this with the GSA building funds and other things where there are obligations that agencies incur and they know they have to pay it back. There's no student loan forgiveness here on these on this program.
But some members of Congress say they just can't buy into the idea that it will happen. Smith used 18F as an example. The organization isn't likely to pay back the $30 million it borrowed from the General Services Administration until 2019.
18F is not going to achieve full cost recovery until 2022, even though that they're required to do so. So looking at a fund like that and just believing that it's going to be replenished is not something that I think Congress is just going to buy into.
Pounder says agencies could likely find $3 billion over the next 4 years through data center consolidation alone. Agencies have saved $2.8 billion so far by closing about 3,000 data centers. There are 2,000 more centers that agencies could close. Here's Dave Pounder.
If you want $3 billion to modernize, go close data centers and reinvest it.
But he says there are some challenges that agencies have already been dealing with as they close more data centers. And there are political and personnel issues that are coming up, too.
I mean, this happens frequently with people who are involved in some. It happens with legacy IT. If there's certain folks involved with legacy IT and they actually like maintaining old stuff.
We're talking like political.
And it's very wealthy. Yes, there's a lot of challenges here. And I think when you look at Congress and you look at industry, government needs your help fixing the problem. The days of maintaining empty data centers that are unused, that needs to stop, irregardless of where it's located. This old legacy stuff, we got to stop telling folks on the Hill that it's great having all these old mainframes that are doing a perfect job, that are secure, when they're not.
Pounder compared it to the challenges that the Defense Department experiences every time it goes through another base realignment and closure, or BRAC. And he wonders just what it will take to get agencies fully on board to start closing more data centers.
Not only are we saving a lot of money and having more efficient operations, but you know what? We are greatly improving our security posture by modernizing these data centers. Okay, so is it going to take another big breach to get everyone to get on board? What is it going to take? But we need to get on board with this.
In Washington, Nicole Grisco, federalnewsradio.com and 1500 AM.
Share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive and click share with friends.